Laws governing such backdating practices were murky, especially since no one at Apple ended up benefiting from the dubiously dated grants. The SEC took 8 months to do its own investigation, and in April 2007, it announced that it would not bring action against Apple, based in part on its swift, extensive, and extraordinary cooperation in the Commission's investigation and its prompt self-reporting. Although the SEC found that Jobs had been aware of the backdating, it cleared him of any misconduct because he was unaware of the accounting implications. The SEC did file complaints against Apple's former chief financial officer, Fred Anderson, who was on the board, and general counsel, Nancy Heinen. Anderson, a retired Air Force captain with a square jaw and deep integrity, had been a wise and calming influence at Apple, where he was known for his ability to control Jobs's tantrums. He was cited by the SEC only for negligence regarding the paperwork for one set of grants, not the ones that went to Jobs, and the SEC allowed him to continue to serve on corporate boards. Nevertheless, he ended up resigning from the Apple board.